Time now for the Harvestland Grain Market Analysis on the Midday Farm Show. Each week, Jalen Petick joins us from Harvestland to tell us what's going on with the markets, what's driving them, and what you, the farmer producers, need to know going forward. We bring in Jalen Petick. Jalen, joining us on the line for the Grain Market Analysis. How's it going today, sir?
Oh, it's going pretty good, Dustin. A little wet. How about you?
It is a little damp, but, you know, we did need it. But now I think most people are, at least the farmers I've talked to, have said it can shut off now for a little while and let's get the planting done and see where that goes. So
that's about right. I think we've got enough for a while.
Are you seeing any guys starting to hit some of the anhydrous or some of the fertilizers here already this spring, or are they kind of holding off?
We're trying when it's fit and when the weather allows, but you know, now it'll be a few days again after the last shower. So,
all right. I know there's some talk of it going up north a little bit, and some of them are doing small grains. So it won't be long before we'll be hitting the row crops, I'm sure.
Yeah, let's hope so.
All right. So what are we watching in the markets this week, Jalen?
Oh, you know, it's kind of a sideways market here. You know, we have wetter and cooler weather, you know, throughout a lot, you know, not all, but a good portion of the U.S., you know, offering some slight support on the bottom, you know, at least keeping this market from falling off a cliff. And then, you know, you got on the top, the funds are still offering resistance. You know, they're leaning still pretty short. You know, the funds are still building a short position in both corn and beans now. And, you know, and then on top of that, we have South American growers making some sales here when we see some pops. You know, the currencies in both Brazil and Argentina are trending a little weaker here the last week or two, and that's allowing, you know, them to make some sales, you know, sell off some of those extra bushels they have. Yields are pretty good down there. So, you know, when they get the chance like that, they're taking advantage of it, and it's pressuring the market a little bit. So, you know, we're kind of in a sideways pattern until we see a change in some weather here. And as you look, obviously, yesterday and through the past few days, that the big system hit mostly the Dakotas, Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin. You know, it stayed out of a lot of the southern and eastern states. You know, as far as planting progress, they're hitting it pretty hard, corn anyways, in central to southern Illinois. Most of Missouri, most of Indiana and Ohio are starting up pretty good now, and parts of Nebraska as well. So, and as we go into the next week, you know, the rain up here is supposed to subside for at least a week or so. It's still supposed to be cool, but then, you know, as you look, the next rain chance kind of hits those southern areas of Illinois. So from a market perspective, you know, you probably hope that it does go through some of those key parts of Illinois and maybe sneaks into Iowa as well. You know, it's interesting. That's the big topic now. You know, we obviously need some weather to get this thing to go. And if you look at the planting progress part of it, and just look at what Minnesota's done in the last, really since 2000, you know, there was 4 years, 2001, 2005, 2006, and 2008, where we were below 8% planted through the first week of May on corn. And all four of those years, the national corn crop was above trend line. And, you know, you look at the other side of it, you know, there's 4 years that we were most below trend since 2000, and those were 2002, 2010, 11, and 12. And in all four of those years, we were greater than 46% planted through the first week of May on corn, and we ended up with pretty bad yields or lower than average yields. So really what that says is this early on and even through the first week or two of May, you know, it's nice to get things planted, obviously, but in the grand scheme of yields and the markets, it doesn't seem to affect it too much. So I think with the funds building a short position, you know, you're going to need to really get a significant thing going to get them to flip that around and start buying again. So just got to be patient, I think, for a little while.
You know, I find that interesting. You said, you know, that the numbers, you know, support that the earlier they're in, sometimes the yields are lower. You know, it's interesting because, you know, you talk to some of the older farmers out there who are thinking, you know, April's so early, you know, planting, you know, you used to be able to plant in May and get good yields. It kind of makes you wonder if Mother Nature isn't trying to tell you the same thing a little bit.
Yeah, it's You got to watch the trees once in a while, and I see a lot of bare trees right now.
That is true. So going forward, what are we going to be looking at, Jalen?
You know, going forward, just to note, tomorrow is May option expiration. So if you have any May options, watch that. Next week, you know, we talked about it last week too, is first notice day for May futures. So if you have any futures fixed, basis contracts, just open futures positions in general, make sure to get those priced or rolled. You know, if you look back at the last four first notice days, the week of, so we're talking about next week now, we've seen a lot of pressure going into those first notice days, a lot of selling off, pricing of basis contracts, rolling, things like that. So if you are in that position, you know, keep an eye on that. And have a plan going into next week. Otherwise, just a few technicals. You know, an interesting point on May beans. We had a low this morning of 946. We're going to need to hold that low exactly at 946. If not, 929 or so is the next downside target. November beans, you know, hopefully we should find some support around 950, and resistance would be at last week's high of 968 and a quarter. On new crop December corn, looking for support at 382 and a half, with resistance around 395 and three quarter before the March high of 404.
All right, Jalen, well, thank you very much for the update, and we will get more information from you next week.
Hey, sounds good. Thanks.
That's been a check of your Harvestland Grain Market Analysis for this week. Tune in again next week on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9 during the Midday Farm Show, and Jalen will give us an update as to what is going on with the Grain Market Analysis.